Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment. Checking in on the beef checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, let's talk about the checkoff's efforts in the classroom.
Absolutely. We have three programs we're quite proud of that focus in on education. The first is we just wrapped up our seventh year of a program we pioneered, incorporating the Masters of Beef Advocacy Program into Oklahoma FFA curriculum. The Masters of Beef Advocacy Program is a free online course that provides farmers, ranchers, youth, and industry allies with the information they need to be advocates for the industry and also answer tough questions about beef and raising cattle. In another program, we also recently participated in the Wards Program for Ag in the Classroom, honoring teachers and students. We have been a longtime sponsor of Oklahoma Ag in the Classroom, working to incorporate agriculture literacy into the classroom. We'll also be a key sponsor for the Ag in the Classroom Teachers Tour this summer. And finally, we continue to provide grants for beef purchases to family and consumer science teachers so they can educate their students about beef cookery.
Thanks, Heather. Learn more about how the checkoff's working for you by going to oklabeef.org. Click on Cattleman's Corner.
Well, today's cattle futures market came as a bit of a surprise. We were sharply lower, with June live cattle being down $3 a hundred at 115.60. That was 90 off the lows. August are going to settle 292 lower at 119.40. That was a dollar 10 or so off the lows. At one point, we were limit down here, down $4. And that was a bit of a surprise. I don't think many people expected that with recent strength. The feeder cattle were actually 70 higher in May at 137.45. The May contracts about $7 above the feeder cattle index, which is 130.57, up 12. So we're at a pretty good premium here as we wind down. We've got about 2 weeks left for the May contract, so those having a $7 difference between the index and the futures is pretty wide. The August were down 2 at 150.50. At September's down 7 at 151.97. Next week we've got a cattle on feed report, which is expected to show a bit of a reduction in the number of cattle on feed. We've been talking about weights coming down due to the higher price corn, so people can't afford those extra pounds to get them to the finish line. So they're selling them a little bit early, and weights are coming down. The hogs today were down about $2 in the Junes at 110. Even there was a gap that got filled today at 109.72. So that was the last gap on that June chart.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment. Spur Ranch wants to invite you to their Back to Grass sale Saturday, May 22nd, 1 p.m. at the ranch just west of Vinita, Oklahoma. They'll be selling 85 registered females, including 55 fall pairs, 15 fall bred heifers, 15 spring bred heifers, as well as 50 fall and spring bred commercial replacement heifers. For a catalog and more details, go to spurranch.com or give them a call, 918-256-5850. Spur Ranch's Back to Grass sale Saturday, May 22nd, 1 p.m., Vinita, Oklahoma.
Today's grain futures were sharply lower following what started yesterday as a sell-off. We just had some follow-through selling here. Corn ended up today down about 32 to 40 cents here. December was down 33 and a quarter at 559 and three quarters. So the December corn really sold off hard to finish the day here. We're back at the 20-day moving average, just below the 20-day moving average on December. So a lot of people felt that the hedge funds and managed money had overdone it on the top side. And today's just sort of indicative of that as they start to unwind some of that length. Beans were anywhere from 40 to 60 cents lower. The November's down 47 and three quarters at 13.96. The Chicago wheat down 23 to 24. Kansas City July finished down 29 and a half at 661 and a quarter. Down to below the 20-day, almost giving back half of what the market rallied since the beginning of April. You know, big rally also includes big sell-offs, and we're just retracing about halfway back. It looks like, for the most part, the wheat crop is going to be okay this year. I know in southwest Oklahoma it actually looks pretty good. But there are areas of drought and, of course, freeze damage. But that market has been all over the place, and today it gave back about a third of what it's gained.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss, and it'll be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.